This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Chinese health officials report Monday the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak surpassed 70,000, the death toll at nearly 1,800. About 11,000 of those infected have already recovered. China's Hubei province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported 100 more deaths Monday as more healthcare workers arrived to help a medical system that has been under intense pressure since the first cases were discovered in late December. The majority of the cases found outside of China have been passengers on a cruise ship under quarantine in Japan. AP's Charlie De La Desma reports on the cruise ship situation.
The new data brings the total number of passengers infected to just over 450. The Japan Ministry has been carrying out tests on passengers and crew on the ship docked in Yokohama, a port city near Tokyo. The 14-day quarantine for those on the ship is due to end Wednesday. Outside China, the ship has had the largest number of cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the virus that emerged in China late last year. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Americans from that cruise ship are back in the U.S. after two charter flights from Japan carried them out Monday morning. And there are economic repercussions. Chinese industries shut down due to the virus could trigger recessions in Japan and Singapore. Here's Reuters' Gloria To.
Japan's economy is taking a hit, having shrunk more than 6% in the last quarter, its biggest fall since 2014. The coronavirus outbreak is making it worse. Japan is the most affected country outside China, largely due to a cruise ship with more than 400 infected passengers. It is also the world's third largest economy, and analysts predict it could contract again this quarter. They blame the country's long-delayed hike in sales tax, coupled with disruption from the virus.
That's Reuters' Gloria To. And this